Welcome back to today's Laley Radio Sports Page on KNIA-KRLS. Simpson football dominated Loras at Buxton Stadium, as heard live on 94.3 KNIA Saturday afternoon, 66-14, to get their first win in American Rivers Conference play this year, and even their record at 2-2. Here are our highlights, as well as a post-game talk with head coach Reed Hoskins on today's Laley Radio Sports Page. And Simpson, it's a low snap. It's going to be bobbled by the punter, and now it's going to be tackled down by the Storm special teams unit. Coming in to get the stop is Christian Lee, the freshman from Aurora, Illinois, and the Storm offense takes over after a botched punt attempt by the New Hawks at their own 45. Simpson, another high snap. This one's going to go over the head and out the back of the end zone, and a safety for the Storm. 7:36 to go, and the Simpson College Storm football team is up big against the New Hawks in the first quarter.
Trying to negate the one-on-one matchup on the outside. I look for Craycroft up top here.
Now he throws it to him. Corner of the end zone. Craycroft caught. Touchdown. Jensen to Craycroft. You called it, coach. Single coverage off to the right side, and the Storm are up 15-0. 1:08 left to go in the first. So Loras punting from their own end zone again. Craycroft back to receive, back at his own 48-yard line. This a much better snap. Simpson blocks the punt, however, and then picks it back up at the 4, and falling forward, Simpson will have first and goal. Nice job, the Storm. It looks like it's Max Robinson who comes up with the special teams play.
And then C.J. Haingartner as well was in there.
Handoff, Bream pushes forward and bullies his way to the end zone, and the offensive lineman gets a chance to celebrate, and the captain holds court. Simpson's up 21-0. Drops back to pass. Here comes pressure. Throws left side. Caught. Intercepted by the Storm at the 30-yard line. Down the sideline. And a pick six for your Simpson College Storm. Mason Little sends it the other way. And it's 28-0. And Simpson's pouring it on. Leading 32-0, Jensen fakes the handoff, drops back to pass, takes a shot deep down the field. Craycroft open down the field. Caught.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Simpson from 47 yards out. Noah Craycroft, single coverage down the right side, and Jensen hits him on the numbers. Jensen looks right. They try to get it to Draper. No, into the corner. Romulus, caught. Touchdown. He holds on. Touchdown, Storm. And they go up 45-0 with 9 seconds to go in the first half. Jensen fakes the handoff, looking, corner of the end zone, up, caught, touchdown, Tristan Bushy. The senior tight end catches the score, and the Storm lead 51-7. Handoff, DeMarco Young bursts through the line of scrimmage, gets a block down the field. Now he's off and running at the 50, to the 40, to the 30. Does he stay in bounds? He does. One play, 160-yard rush for DeMarco. And the Storm answer right back. DeMarco Young dodges a couple tacklers for the score.
Second half, DeMarco. That was a big-time run right there.
Simpson, same formation, third and goal. Handoff, Young tries the right side, stiff arms a defender, scoots forward. Is he into the end zone?
Touchdown.
Touchdown. DeMarco Young
made a couple guys miss,
and the Storm are in the end zone once more. It's 65-14, 2:18 to go. He's head coach Reed Hoskins. I'm Andrew Swadner. Simpson wins 66-14 over Loras, and coach, 118 point difference. I did the math from last year. That's got to feel pretty good here at Buxton Stadium.
Yeah. I was really proud of our guys. From the first practice this week. Great focus, really focused on us and getting better. Certainly they had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder from last year's game when, we were a little bit more beat up and didn't have necessarily all of our guys. And, it's still the case here today, but, our guys were certainly motivated to come out and put their best foot forward.
Well, talked about starting strong. The first halves for Storm have not necessarily been their strength getting off to a great start here today.
Yeah. It made a big difference, and it did. And I think, our confidence offensively, right there from the start, being able to, put things together and score some points early. But, that always allows our defense to have something to play for and protect that lead. And that's certainly a big piece of it as well. So, I think that's about as close as, really playing great in all three phases as we've come, since I've been here. And certainly really proud of the effort all around.
That was about the best special teams effort as well. I think I've seen. Loras had some issues, but Simpson not only kept the pressure on, but when they did have an opportunity, they took advantage.
No question. And, Coach Roberts, our special teams coordinator, works hard, you know, with these guys and making sure they're prepared, and does a great job of presenting the information to our guys in a way that they can take it and play fast. And, you know, we got a little more healthy, you know, here this week and last week, and I think that showed up across the board, and that allows us to have, you know, a little bit more dynamic players on our special teams too, and those guys did a great job today.
One of the things I remember him saying was, we're not just going to be a part of the game, we're going to change the game, and that's sure. exactly what happened today. The Simpson offense didn't have to put up a ton of yards because they got great field position because of special teams.
That was huge. It really was. And there's been plenty of games that we've been on the wrong side of that, you know, playing catch-up in the field position game, and, you know, we were able to, you know, really take advantage of that right away. And, you know, certainly our kickers had a great day, and I mean, Tanner Philpott, our punter, he didn't have a lot of work, but when he was out there, his average was high, had a couple inside the 10, and, you know, you can really see those units starting to gel together and the experience they're getting, and it's exciting.
A lot of freshmen showed up here today, not just the really obvious ones of DeMarco Young and Noah Craycraft, but I thought Lawson Langford had a fantastic game. Christian Lee, we said the name of Christian Lee about 10, 12 times.
He's one to keep an eye on. Obviously, you know, a freshman as well. You know, Chicagoland area kid that, you know, has really come into his own in the last few weeks and got a lot of reps during camp with some injuries on our end, and has taken advantage of it. And he'll be a big part of our future defensively for sure.
It only gets tougher in American Rivers Conference play next week on the road at Central.
Yeah.
I have not been able to call a Simpson win against Central. It's been a while since the Storm have been able to do that. What do you want to work on this week in order to overcome the Dutch?
Well, I mean, and I know it sounds cliche, but it's about us continuing to improve. I mean, they've got a great team down there. There's no question about it. And, you know, it's always going to be a rivalry game, and, you know, certainly location and the history behind it. It's their homecoming down there, so it'll be a hostile environment for sure. But it's about us playing well, you know, and if we focus on that piece of it and, you know, continue to improve, then I'd be excited to see, you know, where that outcome is next Saturday.
All right, final thoughts on the 66-14 victory today over Loras.
Yeah, just really proud of our guys, the way they played, the way they hold themselves on the field, and continuing to aspire for more, and looking forward to this week of prep, that's for sure.
Thank you very much.
All right.
See you Thursday, Coach.
Thanks.
And congratulations on the win.
Appreciate it.
And we'll be back after this to wrap things up on KNIA, SimpsonAthletics.com. Once again, that was highlights from Simpson's 66-14 victory over Loras on Saturday at Buxton Stadium, as well as the post-game interview with head coach Reed Hoskins. Find the full highlights and interview package on KNIAKRLS.com. More after this on today's Lely Radio Sports page.